technical conversation is probably pretty accurate. And so that's just interesting enough. So in terms of composition, reducing it to a soundbite counter argument is your friend. You know, the best thing that can happen. So the more you had an opportunity to converse, maybe even in another setting or in text, like in a chat client or on the user pad, the argument would be probably productive. Rather than, oh, I need to retreat. I noticed that you were saying that you misspoke and you wanted to recapture that miscue. And maybe that's another trope of composition that I was extracting from that.
It's just so complicated with technical writing, though. I mean, I exist in a gray area. It's very gray, the area that I exist in.
Yeah, well, I mean,
ethically speaking, I mean, you know, I'm sure I've crossed the line, so, but I'll still do it again tomorrow to pay the bill, you know, I mean.
Yeah, no, I think that any one of us from our squadron experiences feels that way when it comes to matters of technical writing or professional writing and the art and craft of writing and bringing it together with sustaining your bills and things like that. So,
what, can we change our ethics to pay money? I thought about doing that too, so I pulled the steam master in my head and pulled the gun and went
there. He said, I need to pay my rent.
And just robbed them.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was like a gray area because I'm
saying, like, well, I'm not sure I got hurt. That's actually illegal.
Oh, yeah, white collar crime is not really illegal. That's right, I forgot.
It doesn't have to be crime. If they're paying you out of legitimate funds.
Yeah, Amy? They're giving those funds to pay your bills.
We live to a different set of ethics. I work at CVS and we have a lot of people high out of their minds coming in trying to return stolen merchandise. The day before, my manager usually told them to get out of the store, and if they come in again, they'll call the cops. But they don't care. They want the $15 so they can buy more crack. Crack, wrench, it's all one big gray area. I mean, we all lived in different sets of morals. So we can't judge her for saying, I need to pay my rent and this is how I do it. This is how, the best way that I know how to do it.
But I'm not talking about breaking the law.
Well, no, but back up.
I'm talking about operating within legal constraints and transparency being a key issue. You know, not stealing money. I'm talking about transparency.
That's true, because you did say you go in.
Absolutely, 100% transparent.
So
you never hide anything. You know.
Trying to say apply for a grant that would not allow them to pay for anything except for what that specific grant was used for, and they would have to pay you.
Absolutely, you know, transparency and legality.
But it feels to me like it's almost conflating working for a commission and working for business.
Subtle phrase, what is ethical is not what's always what's legal, and what's legal is not always what's ethical.
Correct. And pressing pause and rewinding the tape back to what Jamie was saying, even if we wanted to, well, how did you say it, Jamie? That was good. I thought
we can't judge her.
We ought
or,
not to
yeah.
do that. I don't think that we should. And, but even so, the counter-argument game is very healthy, and exploring the differences are healthy. So I think that's a distinction that we can make in the gray that's immediate and felt, and we also have the capacity to hold these different conversations at the same time. Absolutely. I mean, it's not like too much to ask to say on the one hand and on the other hand. That's on the one hand and on the other hand, because we have this bilateral symmetry so well with doing that. And we can get down into the particulars, like you're saying, like there's definitional work that can be done to differentiate or show that these two allegedly different schemes are the same. And there's also, like you were saying, wait, I can also produce an ethic of transparency and outline it for you, show it to you. But this feels like, it does feel like a response to, like, sort of, I guess, a rhetoric of judgment, I guess, is what Jamie might be saying. So it's always healthy to stop and say, okay, because if we were to play that game, we would all be guilty. That's what it is. I mean, it's just resentment, guilt, whatever you want, debt, money, the human condition, all these things that we're trying to intervene on or transcend or whatever.
If I could just add something, where I was going, a lot of where I was going. Because if you promise some people to do one thing, and then other people find out about it, that some people who you don't might not want to have that agreement with may want to hold you to that agreement. There's, I don't know. I mean,
so that's why you outline different plans for different people,
to
and
you,
you say, hey, look, you know, every client is independent, and I will craft for you a plan that I think is going to work for you and your budget and your grant. And it is going to be different from everybody else's plan, because, you know, that's part of the, you know, the expertise is that you craft it to be like, you know, this is what's going to work for your company, to know that, or your organization. So I think that, you know, I would hate to have the exact same plan that everybody has for, you know, for my company. I want, you know, something that's unique to my organization that takes into account my budget, my situation, where my funds come from, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
Do you ever charge someone more because you need more money?
No. I charge, you know, I mean, a percentage, I don't think I've ever even made more than 1% ever off of a grant at the most, and it didn't come out of grant money. And usually it's more of a flat fee, and $800 tends to be my going rate for writing a grant, which is way cheaper than most people do it. And that's not to say that I wouldn't, but you know, I've been needing the money right now. I just spent $4,000 this morning. But look, oh my God, I'm going to get emotional. I don't want to cry. This isn't therapy.
I'll cry with you.
But just to put it in perspective, you know, I might, like, literally be faced with that possibility in the next 2 weeks to have surgery. Like, would I do it? Maybe. Do I want to walk again? Maybe.
Absolutely.
Like, maybe, I would, possibly, but I haven't yet. I might consider it, though.
Yeah, the MRI trip, I was looking at that today and thinking,
sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, it was only, it's not like I'm not like really truly upset or anything. It's just like,
no,
it does hit home because, you know, I'm going to have to cross these ethical bridges like in the next couple weeks.
Well, I don't think it's wrong to charge someone less money because they can't afford it than say that.
Really? Like, you wouldn't just do something for free?
Well,
for
no. But in your
case,
it's reverse. You need more money, therefore you need to charge more money.
So I might, you know,
there's nothing wrong with that.
For bigger companies or organizations that have that fund, that might, you know, that's where right now I'm going to target. You know, I'm going to look for something, someone that can pay me to do that kind of work. I mean, I'll try to tailor the job to fit me. But I'm not going to, like, rip off it. I mean, I'll do stuff for free for people all the time just to be nice. Because they're pathetic, like, you know, the little handicapped people. I mean, I'll all day long, you know, I will do, but at the same time, you know, if a company has the funds to pay me, then yeah, so, you know, I'll adjust my rate.
Isn't that what I
look
for? The way they handle it, we charge everyone the same rate, you know, for like a research phase, you know, a consultation phase, we meet them, the back end, and like a research phase, and we present them with plenty of opportunities, and all those things, we're kind of charging them all, everybody's charging the same amount of money.